Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. This week we'll go over street closings, then we'll explain what a go bag is and why you should have one on hand. After that, the podcast interview. We talk to a talented counterterrorism analyst, one of many hired by the department after the 9/11 attacks. Then information about joining the finest. A new recruitment drive will be underway soon. But first, traffic information for this week. Although the United Nations General Assembly enters its second week, most heads of state have returned home. As a result, streets that were closed near the UN and elsewhere in Midtown have been reopened to regular traffic. However, in Lower Manhattan, Mulberry Street in Little Italy will remain closed during the Feast of San Gennaro. Mulberry Street closes between the hours of 11:30 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. between Canal Street and East Houston Street. The feast runs through Sunday, September 25th. Elsewhere, on Saturday, September 24th, the 5th Avenue one-mile run will close 5th Avenue between 60th Street and 80th Street. The race steps off at 9:30 a.m. 5th Avenue will be closed from 8 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. And on Sunday, September 25th, the Muslim Parade and Festival will close Madison Avenue between 23rd Street and 41st Street between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Now, Police Officer Martin Speechley explains to us what a go bag is.
A go bag is that bag of essentials you grab when you flee from a life-threatening situation. A go bag can be as big as a backpack or small enough to fit in your pocket. After talking to survivors of the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center, the New York City Police Department recommended three essentials for a go bag: a small flashlight, a whistle, and a dust mask, the kind you find in a hardware store. These disposable masks won't protect you from poisonous gases, but they can help keep your nasal passages and mouth free of dust and debris during an emergency escape. All three items fit easily into a small pouch-like go bag that should be kept in the same place at work every day, close at hand. You may want to consider a larger go bag for home. In addition to the flashlight, whistle, and mask, you may want to include the following: duplicates of important papers such as birth certificates, seal those in a waterproof container, extra set of car and house keys, cash, and an extra ATM card, bottled water and non-perishable foods such as granola bars, prescription medications, a first aid kit, and a battery-operated radio. Also, consider a pair of sneakers for both comfort and protection. You may customize your go bag as you see fit, but don't make it too heavy or too cumbersome to carry. I'm Police Officer Martin Speechley.
Thanks, Officer Speechley. Now the NYPD's Jason Post talks to one of the police department's new breed in the fight against terrorism.
In response to the 9/11 terrorist attack against New York City, the police department established a new counterterrorism bureau and revamped its intelligence division. Both are led by career professionals from the Central Intelligence Agency and the State Department, and staffed by seasoned detectives as well as a new cadre of analysts with specialties in international affairs and specifically threats posed by terrorists around the world. One of them is Daniel Rutter of the NYPD's Counterterrorism Bureau. He's a graduate of Columbia University's Graduate School of International and Public Affairs, and he joins us now. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Daniel, what brought you to the New York City Police Department?
Well, first of all, I was born and raised in New York City. All of my friends and family are here. Also, like everyone else in New York City, I was affected by 9/11. My father worked in the World Trade Center during the 93 bombing, was caught in that attack. Luckily, he was not working in the building on 9/11. Also, I always wanted to work in international security, specifically in counterterrorism. I never thought I'd have the opportunity to do it in my own hometown, and I'm blessed to have that chance.
You conducted a study for the department, The Evolution of Militant Sunni Ideology. Tell us a little about that.
Well, most of my work at the police department focuses on helping to expand our the officers' knowledge and understanding of the current threat we face from militant Muslim terrorists. So this study explores the ways in which various ideologues over the centuries have twisted and modified Islamic theology to justify different terrorist strategies and tactics.
Daniel, thank you very much for joining us.
And finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. A new recruitment drive kicks off October 5th. The next police officer exam will be given early next year. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.